Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Like a feather. Yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah and Vinny, full show podcast. Our whole show, whenever you got time for it, you can check out our full show podcast on the free Odyssey app today. So I don't know where Maddie went, but he put a lot of work into the thing we were about to do, and now he's not here. So I'll do.
I don't understand.
And there he is.
What do you mean? What did he do? What did he put work into?
Well, we've got this, the worst Christmas songs of all time.
Oh.
Yes. And he is chit-chatting away out there. He's making time with Lindsay, I think.
Lindsay is
the absolute best. I know. I love Lindsay.
I love Lindsay, too.
Oh, and Kieran's out there, too. Well, you got to look. You got to make time with the boss. You know, that's...
I was complimenting on her on her new corner office.
I know. Corner office. Amazing.
That's like one of the first things I noticed. I went, hey, where'd the big circular desk go? Oh, there's a desk in there now that... Way to go, Kieran.
Yep. Yeah. I'll take the corner. Thanks.
As she should.
That's right. Our new big boss is Kieran. You'd be lucky if you talk to her.
It's the best, biggest change that's been made in this cluster in 5-6 years. Whatever it's been. She ruled. Oh, sorry, Maddie, too. Yes, Maddie is on the show. My bad.
Maddie,
he's you're on right. The
show. I thought you were worried because he means cluster, our cluster of stations, not like a cluster F.
No.
That's
like
not.
We're a San Francisco Bay Area cluster.
Yes. Yeah.
And Kieran rules.
Yeah, Kieran does rule. She's great. I feel like our kids are exactly the same age, and like
we have, and Karen.
She's the one. My nanny Susie, I'm still in contact with. I love her. Getting her second divorce. Oh, so sad. I know.
Her and McNutt.
McDuff.
Her and McDuff are divorcing.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I'm just so bummed about it.
So she's back on the market then. Hot Brazilian chick, Maddie. Yeah.
He's on the show. Yes,
you
Maddie.
Like Brazilians, Maddie?
Yes. And
oh, great. We're going to pimp you out, Susie.
Remember the nanny that you had that I, there was a little connection when I first moved here, but she didn't speak English. And then I met Shauna and then I saw her again.
Are you talking about my nanny, Susie?
Yeah.
This is way back. And then she told me she learned English but I'd already started dating Shauna, but I don't know if it was Susie.
I had no idea you were hitting on my nanny.
I mean, I'm talking way back when I first got here, so 20 some years ago, when it was baby Sean.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Anyway, I met her because Kieran's nanny was like, I'm going to set you up with a Brazilian connection. And then Susie showed up at my house and we all fell in love and my kids still are always, oh, I'm texting Susie. And I'm like, oh.
How's she looking?
Well, they raised her.
Really good.
Wait, she raised them.
She was a huge part of their lives.
Right.
She moved to Sacramento and has a skincare and like surgery, like a Botoxy stuff,
also
like
a salon. A doctor.
She married
named
a heart
McDuff.
Surgeon. Yeah, McDuff.
I am marrying for money next.
Ciao, McDuff.
That's another divorce, huh?
I know. I'm super bummed for it.
I didn't know there was a first one, but I'm surprised. I thought those two kids hit it off, and it was.
I thought so too. I really like McDuff a lot. You know, I'm gonna stick with Susie. You gotta be loyal to the person you came into the relationship with. But it's, you know,
wow.
Well, she probably is also not wanting me to tell all her private details. So moving on here. Now that Maddie's back on the show, got a story here about the worst Christmas songs. Everybody has a Christmas song that you're like, I don't want to hear that one. Even yesterday, we were talking about, is it Whamageddon, where nobody wants to hear the people who play this actively avoid hearing Last Christmas.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's a competition. Oh.
Right.
So I love the Wham song.
Me too.
I love you said you don't like to hear Feliz Navidad. Oh, I love that song.
I can never hear that again. It's too soon.
Tell me that's not on the list.
Let me look.
It's not.
It's not. It should be, but it isn't.
There's some debatable things on this list, though.
So Maddie, who's on the show, I'm like, this is fun because everybody always disagrees with this stuff. And there are some ones on here that I'm like, that's a good one. And other ones that are like, yeah, that totally deserves to be on there. And he was like, he started bitching about this list. Like, and then he goes, oh, except for this one thing. That is the worst Christmas song.
You know which one I like, which may be on the list? It's by The Waitresses.
Oh no, that's gotta be on the great list. It's not on here.
I haven't heard it yet this year.
Christmas Wrapping. It's called.
I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
But I could see that somehow getting on a list. Yeah, that's it.
Na, 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 na.
Yes.
Sorry, I don't have that.
Merry Christmas. It's okay. You don't have to because we're not doing the best Christmas songs.
We've got 10 good bad ones here.
Okay.
All right. You want to start at the bottom here? We'll count up.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are these? Please feel free to weigh in on this. Are these the 10 worst Christmas songs? This is according to USA Today. They put a ranking together. At number 10 is, and I've never heard this, "I Never Knew the Meaning of Christmas" by NSYNC. Let's hear what this sounds like. So this is JT.
I never knew the meaning of Christmas.
Cool.
Till you came into my life.
Turn that up a little bit. I could use a little more volume.
I was lost in the dark. Till you opened my heart.
Yeah, I'm not surprised this isn't a hit.
You know, I'm a firm believer, and I've said it into a microphone many times. We all get to like different stuff. Now, there's times when I love metal and punk rock and you don't. And does this song stir things up in you? You used to be a boy band.
I love boy band guy.
I love NSYNC. Not a big fan of this song.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It feels very nothing to me. I would not put it on the list, though.
Okay. Oh, you wouldn't put it on the worst list.
No.
I'm interested to hear this next one because I'm very familiar with this song. Cherry, cherry. The Neil Diamond song. And now I've got a Cherry Cherry Christmas.
This one's pretty bad.
Just a very merry cherry cherry Christmas.
Is this like a reference to his cherry
and
cherry?
If all of those who love you gather near,
it's just bad.
I love him.
You'll have
listen to his voice.
Merry, cherry cherry. Holly, holy, rock and rolling.
Okay, this is super bad.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
Oh my god, turn it. I need to hear more of that. That's just terrible.
When the snow drops on the treetops, it's a pretty amazing.
I gotta say though, I got a soft spot for Neil Diamond. Like Whitey used to, I had an old boyfriend who would call and leave messages on my answer machine. He would just like sing me Neil Diamond songs. I loved it.
You loved it.
I did. Mm. But I've never heard that one.
Poor Whitey.
I know, poor Whitey.
Well,
if anything happens to John, I'll go find Whitey.
He just
Whitey.
Got dust in his face.
Yeah. Well, he said mean things, and I was like, oh, I'm done with you. After I was already kind of done with him. So, we're doing USA Today's The 10 Worst Christmas Songs, and we're at number 8. And this one is by The Killers. Don't Shoot Me, Santa.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, I'm ready to wait for it. I'm willing to wait for the good stuff.
Wait.
I like The Killers, and Don't Shoot Me, Santa. Doesn't sound Christmassy.
think this is it. Hold on, sorry.
We should guess if we're going to like these things or not, which we're not. All right, go ahead. I can't hear it.
No, that's not it. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Don't like that, but I mean, I like them.
I like them too, and I don't hate this.
Oh, okay.
I don't hate
it
either.
A little more. Like, I don't like it.
Just their style. You know who it is. Yes. You know who the singer is. You know his voice, and I'm actually like, yeah, I'll listen to this.
Turn it up. Oh.
There just ain't no getting around this.
Oh.
Life is hard.
All right, that's about all I have of this song.
It's almost like Johnny Cash in it.
Yeah.
Well, it actually sounds like Willie Nelson, like jumping in there. Is there any chance that was actually Willie Nelson?
No, it's not Willie Nelson.
It's just someone doing an impression.
Okay.
Willie Nelson. Okay, well, there you go. It's not my favorite, but so far that's you guys' favorite. You're going to take that over Neil Diamond and NSYNC?
Yep.
Okay. At number 7 is the Pussycat Dolls' Santa Baby. So this will be a cover of that song, correct?
Yeah, I didn't get this one.
Snapping.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me.
Did they update the lyrics and stuff too?
No.
Awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney.
It's
tonight.
Fine. I certainly like the big band thing.
I like the horns too. It's funny that you said that, right? As I was thinking, I kind of like the horns.
Yeah. This reminds me of, for a couple years there, I was doing that big band thing with Tommy Igo at Christmas time. That was the funnest thing. There is nothing like standing on a stage with a full horn section blaring it right behind you. Oh, my God. It's so awesome. And that reminds me of that. Santa Baby. Okay, so I don't hate that either. Pussycat Dolls. I don't know why that's the worst. I'm always happy to hear that song. Somebody named Lou Monty and a song called Dominic the Donkey. Is this supposed to be the donkey that like carried Mary into Bethlehem?
I don't know, but there's a Christmas, it's a cartoon, but it's called The Star, and it's there's a donkey in it, and it's part of that whole trip.
Is his name Dominic?
I don't know. No, his name's not Dominic, I don't think. But if you haven't watched The Star, it's a really fun cartoon.
So I thought you would know this. This is a big song in my family.
Oh,
we love
really?
This song. This is I'll play you the lyric. I'll play it for you and you'll see why. But if you're a Paisan, you should know this song.
Oh. Paisan.
Hey, jingity jing. It's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing. The Italian Christmas donkey. La, la, la. La, 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 la. La, la, la.
I can be turned up.
Dominic the Christmas Donkey.
The Italian Christmas Donkey.
I'm going to write my mom.
His name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey. You'll never see him kick.
Oh, I thought they weren't going to see something else.
With Dominic he'll be, because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey! It's Dominic the Donkey.
Yeah, I can honestly say I've never heard that. And
really?
I don't think I'm ever going to hear that again. Maybe next year we do the same list. That is a terrible song. Lou Monty.
It's not.
And
Dominic the Christmas Donkey.
Dominic the Donkey is the name of it.
Dominic
but yes,
the Donkey is the name.
The Italian Donkey.
The Italian Christmas Donkey.
Italian Christmas Donkey.
Yeah, I love the song.
That is
we
awful.
Will be listening to that at my house on Christmas Eve.
Wonderful. I'm glad to hear it. I think that's delightful that you have traditions that involve terrible, terrible songs. Otherwise, those people would never get any royalty money for you not, you know. You got to listen to it.
Yeah.
Let's see here. How about number 5 is, I bet you this is terrible. I'm just going to bet because the name of it is Funky Funky Christmas and it's by New Kids on the Block.
Mm.
So I'm going to guess.
Yeah, it's dancing, baby.
New Kids on the Block.
Oh,
it's here. Christmas time.
Yeah.
Celebrate it around. Danny, are you ready?
You know Joey Joe, Freddy,
Jordan and John.
Yeah.
We got a funky, funky Christmas going on.
Yeah. It's a funky Christmas.
Turn it up.
Have a funky, funky Christmas.
Okay, so this is
that one deserves.
Sandy has just written in, and she does know Dominic the Christmas Donkey.
Oh,
so whether it was played for me and I took no notice, or it was weeded out of the holidays when they moved to California, I don't know, but she knows it.
Well, yes. Are you? Which one are we going to pick here? The New Kids on the Block with Funky Funky Christmas, or Dominic the Donkey by Lou Monte?
What do you mean?
You can't have them both.
For which one's worse?
Yeah, which one's worse?
Well, obviously, Dominic should not even be on the list.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to agree with you, though. I think Funky Funky Christmas
that is so funny, so terrible. To me. That is really funny.
It's going to be in your head all day.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have we already done the song that you were like, that's the worst? I've just heard the worst song I've ever heard.
Yeah, the New Kids that just played was the worst
awful.
One.
No. Just awful.
No, because when I play it.
Are you ready as I'll ever be?
When I do play the song, I'm going to tell you I'll recap the story of the song, because I listened to all of these this morning, and this one was really bad.
Is it this next one? Is it Jessica and Ashley Simpson doing Little Drummer Boy?
No, I didn't get why this one was on the list. I mean, it's not. Here you go.
Ashley's the one who got her nose fixed.
I was like Vinny when I pulled out the deer sausage.
Listen, you can turn this one off. That is my least favorite on the list so far. All right. A band called New Song and a song called The Christmas Shoes.
This is horrible.
You think this should be number one on this list?
This should be number one with a bullet. Hold on. Okay. And then, yeah.
Sir, I wanna buy these shoes. For my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve, and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir?
Hold on.
Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful.
Yes.
So these are the shoes she's going to be buried in.
So the idea is that this young kid shows up on Christmas Eve at the store and says he wants to buy these shoes for his mom, who's about to die.
She might die tonight, and if that's when she meets Jesus, she needs to look fine.
Well, Daddy says she's going to go meet Jesus, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the one I said, that should be the worst one.
415 says, Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey is one of the greatest of all time.
Oh, wow.
707, I'm Italian. My grandparents loved Dominic the Donkey. My mom says, yeah, I grew up with that song. I said, I don't remember you playing it for me at all. She said, I think we did. I don't have any memory of Dominic the Donkey, though.
Well, you need to bring that back to life at your house.
She said,
I mean, that's
to
part
me,
of your kid's heritage.
You should play it for the girls. And that's when I said, I don't remember you playing it for me.
Mm.
I think we did.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, if she recognized it like that, Yeah, you got to keep that thing alive. Dominic the Donkey, he's taking over at your house.
My old man Luigi loved that song.
Oh, boy.
That was a good one.
Luigi. Dominic
why.
The Donkey? What do you want to hear it again? Huh? Should I play it again? All right, let's just put it on repeat. The top two here, you'll know both of these songs. At number two, they've got Elmo and Patsy's Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, which I actually really like. I used to hear this on Dr. Demento, and I didn't mind this song.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
You listen to it now,
walking
and I'm like, yeah.
From our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Remember, Elmo is from Marin. He actually came in on the show one time and sang this live back when I was
here. I have absolutely no recollection of that. Elmo, thank you for being on the show at one point. That is incredible.
But he's a Marin guy.
I listen.
With all that grandma money.
I wonder if there is some real grandma money. Like, I mean,
still being played.
Yeah.
We're definitely playing it now.
I'm sure it gets streamed a lot.
415 says, who knew there was such a thing as Italian hillbillies?
Yeah.
Dominic the Donkey song. LOL. Let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
So, Luigi.
Yes.
Your dad, Italian dad.
Yeah. Just passed.
He was born and raised in West Virginia?
Yeah. But our grandparents, everybody came from Italy. There's a ton of Italians in West Virginia. It's a big thing in West Virginia. There's a big
specifically in your town, Kaiser?
No. This is in central. It's outside of Morgantown in Clarksburg, West Virginia. But that's where the Italian, that's where the pepperoni roll came from, which is like our state food. And we have Italian.
Treat yourself around the sausage.
Aunt was the mayor, pharmacist, and bookie for the small town of Masontown, West Virginia for 40 years. Yeah.
The mayor, the pharmacist, and the bookie.
Yeah, she got Frankie Valli to sing to her one year because she won Italian Woman of the Year for West Virginia. And
Italian Woman of the Year.
Yeah.
Well, you are by far more Italian than I am. I was going to say, though, that, you know.
Even though he looks more Swedish than you do.
I'm more than Italian.
You may have heard there are a lot of New York Italians in New York.
Oh, yeah. When I moved there, I found out that our family was somehow involved with the Genoveses.
The Genoveses. The famous crime family.
My mom's Brooklyn. And so there's a lot.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
And
that's real Italian.
Before my mom was Italy. Mm. So, like, that's the.
Her parents came from Italy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So my grandparents all spoke Italian and yeah.
West Virginia. Ciao, who knew?
Ciao, Bella.
Okay, we're going to do really quickly here. This one is one of those very polarizing songs where, you know, when your kids first hear it, they love it. And then you're like, oh my God, I can never hear this again. It's the Chipmunk song, Christmas Don't Be Late. Alvin and the Christmas Chipmunks. Okay, for enough of that. All right, those are apparently the 10 worst Christmas songs of all time. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
The Wizard of Oz and more after these.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice's Morning Show. Check out all the stuff we talked about today on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's amazing.
See, you do social media.
I do.
You do.
How do I?
You know, all the Facebook pages, you're always loading up stuff to that.
That is true. I do stick a lot of links up there every day, Vinny. That is true. I will not, if you don't know, bother commenting. If you're trying to get my attention, though, I won't be seeing that.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. Radio advertising works. It really does.
Yes.
We've seen it in action, and we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odysseypodcast.com and let us get you rocking on Alice.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
Here's
Let's do that
happening.
In the new year, right?
Woo. So we had rain early. We have in the city of San Francisco blue skies at the moment. We'll see rain come and go over the next handful of days. And we have snow level at 4,000 feet as we speak.
Oh, that's great.
So it's snowing.
Great. Great.
Yes! This is dark news.
Uh-oh.
The jacket worn by the alleged United Healthcare shooter Luigi Mangione is flying off the shelves.
Oh, what jacket was he wearing?
It's a green trucker jacket.
Okay.
It looks like it's made by Levi's, and it rings in at $225. And here's what it looks like, and here's him wearing it.
That's $225, huh?
And flying off the shelves.
Like corduroy or a canvas or something?
It's a canvas, it looks like, yeah. With a hoodie lining.
Yeah. It's not a bad-looking jacket. It looks like two jackets.
Mm-hmm.
That must be why it's so expensive. Like two for the price of one.
Anyway, that's
wonderful.
That's our world,
that's
everyone.
That's who we're emulating. All the murderers are heroes, everyone.
Someone asked the internet, what's something that you are unreasonably good at?
Oh, well, that one thing.
I don't know what that means. What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. I was just, you know, answering as though I was some stranger out there in the world, taking ownership of that one thing I know how to do.
What is that?
I don't know. Oh. Whatever it might be.
Oh. Someone on social media asked the internet, what's something you're unreasonably good at? And some of the responses were reading upside down or backwards. From the wrong side of the paper.
How strange. How would you even know that you were good at that? Why are you doing that? Please stop doing that.
Always knowing what time it is without looking at a watch or a clock.
Oh. I was thinking it was going to be things like, dotting rocks.
Knowing exactly where to scratch a dog so he does that leg thing.
Oh. Well, I mean, you have the one dog in you, right?
Remembering obscure movie quotes.
Oh. I wish I could remember anything about movies. I see him, I'm like, I got a good feeling about that. I'm pretty sure I liked it. Then can't tell you anything else about it.
What's something you're unreasonably good at? Catching things I drop, like keys before they hit the ground.
Oh, yeah, no, not me. So far, I don't have any of these skills.
Picking stuff up off the floor. This is the list. Do you have, what are you unreasonably good at? Let's hear it.
Picking things up, picking something up off the, like that I've dropped?
I'll tell you, I'll tell you something you're good at. You paint rocks like nobody I've ever seen.
Well, there's a whole community of rock painters out there, Vinny. I am middling at best.
It would be a true statement that I've never seen anyone else paint rocks.
So there you go.
I still think, how could anybody be better than that?
Well, there's so many people who are so much better.
How?
And it's not unreasonable that you
they're
know.
They're wildly detailed and dotted to smithereens.
Dot, yeah.
What do you two think you are? Like, what do you think you are?
I'm nothing really. Like, am I a stand? I mean, you know what I'm really good at? Hosting a morning show.
I was going to say, turning nothing into something.
Yeah. That is a rare talent.
It's almost like a Seinfeld thing, but the truth is, that's what we do here daily.
If the internet broke down, I actually have no doubt that we could fill 4 hours. We couldn't probably do it every single day.
Well,
but if it broke down,
if we prepped for it every day, we'd be able to do it every day. But yeah, I agree. We'll just start going.
Right. We just start talking. And then we, you know, honestly, you could take a word out of the dictionary and one of us will have something to say about it. And then we'll start a conversation. And the next thing you know, it'll be an hour later.
Sounds like a new bit.
Let's find out. You need a dictionary, though.
I'm unreasonably good at coming up with dumb bits.
Finding parking in the city is on the list. Mm. Parallel parking is on the list. Finding things in a messy drawer. Guessing accents. Picking locks.
Oh, boy.
Sleeping on demand.
Some of these are a stretch.
Eyeballing measurements.
Oh, I'm pretty good at eyeballing measurements.
Oh, there you go. Now you did that.
I'm not unreasonably good at it, though.
Guessing the amount of calories any food or meal has, identifying food by smell.
Okay.
Putting a duvet cover on more or less in well under an hour.
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh God, that is the worst. Man.
Untangling wires is on the list. This is from Reddit, but it's the question was asked, what are some things that you're unreasonably good at?
Yeah, I like that one. That's a fun one.
That's fun.
Because it's fun to like imagine, you know, can you do that too? Because I always feel like I'm really good at untying knots. And so I do well on Survivor. You know, they always have to do the knots and stuff. And John's like, I can't tie a knot. I can't untie a knot. Mm. Yeah.
One of the most dangerous toys of all time just sold at auction for over $13,000. Unless you're in your 80s, you've probably never heard of it.
The most dangerous toys of all time. Is it like some kind of a chemistry set? Oh, that has really bad chemicals in it for children to play with, like mercury.
Wow.
And
uranium.
Wow. Oh, boy. Oh, that's not. You don't want that.
In 1950, the guy behind Erector Sets came up with a new science kit for kids called Gilbert U-238 Atomic Energy Lab. And it came with actual uranium.
And did everyone who played with it die of cancer?
It had four glass jars, each with a small amount of radioactive material inside,
oh
so
my
you could
God.
Use a Geiger counter to test the radiation levels. It wasn't that dangerous as long as you didn't open the jars.
Oh.
But what kid doesn't take apart every single thing they get?
Right. Or drop the glass jar on the floor and now you're like sweeping it up into your hand. Oh, Mom, look out, radioactivity.
I don't even remember doing it. I know I was rough on stuff when I played with it, but even that, I didn't play with a lot of toys. But I like watching my daughter, she loves dolls. She loves stuffies.
Loves toys.
She also loves taking their clothes off and bending their legs like abnormally.
Oh.
Like, what are you doing? Why are you ruining your doll? I'm not. I'm playing with it. All right.
I feel like I'm going to have to buy you a new one soon because you're going to break that leg right off of there, but okay.
It's so I don't know. I would think that, yes, the jars, the four glass jars with radioactive material inside would get opened.
Yeah. I can't believe that was the thing.
It wasn't that dangerous as long as you didn't open the jars, but playing with it still exposed you to an amount of radiation, even with the jars closed.
Right.
If you opened them,
now you're really in trouble. Hey, here's some uranium, kids. Have a great day. So I can't believe that these weren't all like collected back and destroyed.
Radar magazine once named it the second most dangerous toy ever sold, as they gave the top spot to lawn darts, which was a game.
Oh, I loved lawn darts. We played lawn darts all the time. And no one ever got hurt at my house with lawn darts, but they were huge, heavy darts that you hucked across your backyard. Oh boy.
You threw them up to land them on a dartboard on the ground.
On the ground.
Which could easily.
I'm sure it did easily.
Land on a child's head.
I used to love lawn darts though.
5,000 of these sets were sold between 1950 and 51. It got pulled from the market thanks to government restrictions and because it was too hard to get the uranium. To fill the orders.
Oh, my God.
Full sets are tough to come by, especially in good condition. An online auction for one just ended yesterday, and the top winning bid was $13,200. So?
For someone to, like, I just bought myself some cancer for $13,200.
This is what it looks like.
Oh, that does look so, it looks so 50s.
It looks
you
fun.
Know what? It looks like the, in a way, it, you You remember Operation when you were a kid?
Yep.
When it used to be made, it used to be a lot more. Now it's all plastic and it used to just be so much more rough and tumble. It looks exactly like that. It's the same colors. It's sort of the same fonts and stuff. It just really.
It has the look. You know the look.
Yeah, that 1950s magazine drawing look. It's great.
The main character. Oh,
I want a fast fact. I love a fast fact. You know that.
Fast.
I don't even have to ask.
The main character in The Wizard of Oz was originally going to be a boy.
Oh.
But L. Frank Baum's niece, Dorothy, died while he was working on the book. Oh. And he changed the character to a girl.
Dorothy.
Named Dorothy.
Mm.
That's kind of cool, though, that she lives forever.
Right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Someone wrote in before I mentioned it. Lawn darts has to be a close second. No, it was first, depending on what, you know, list you looked at, I guess.
I loved lawn darts. I love that motion. Like, I love horseshoes and stuff, and even cornhole. I love that pitching motion. I love that.
Sarah's unreasonable, 707 says, Sarah's unreasonably good at, you know what you should do.
Yeah, knowing what you should do. That's what I'm unreasonably good at.
That is it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you for reminding me that I'm so good at that.
408 says, I broke a thermometer as a kid on accident and played with the mercury.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know any better.
My mom brought home mercury and let us play with it.
She was like an ER nurse or something?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, and they had mercury, and she would bring it home.
Because why wouldn't you have mercury? Hey, kids, here's some heavy metals. Yeah. Let's play.
She was a good mom most of the time.
Listen, people didn't know. You could buy a thermometer. That was what was in it. I don't even know what they use now. Mercury was the thing. Quicksilver, you know? You'd have, it would break apart and go back together. And
it's fun to play with.
Awesome. Super fun to play with. It's such a weird element.
I have Italian relatives in West Virginia.
Oh,
good.
Our last two family reunions were there.
Nice.
Who knew? You know, you don't meet anyone from West Virginia, and then the next thing you know, when you live in extra West Virginia, you find out, like, all the stuff.
Oh.
How about a game?
Let's play a game. I'd love to play a game. It's time to play a game. This one is also based on the Google searches. Remember, we did this one yesterday. So that means that you, if you guess out of the five what the number one search was in that category, you're going to get 2 points.
Okay.
And then if neither of you get the correct one, oh, this needs to come down a little. Sorry. If you sorry, he's making all kinds of hand motions at me. If you both, let's say you guessed four and five, whoever guessed four would get the point for that round. So let's start with games that people Googled. All Infinite right. Craft, Pal World, Connections, Sprunky, and Strands. Connections and Strands are both New York Times games.
Yeah, Connections is my answer.
Connections?
I'll go Strands.
Well, you have number two, but Vinny gets 2 points for number one. Connections is number one.
I don't like this game.
Which sports teams got Googled the most? Yeah, you lost hard yesterday, too.
And I'm already losing hard.
Actually, you got no points yesterday. Yeah. Oh, what a loser. Oh, Maddie's barely on the show. Okay, teams. The New York Mets, the New York Yankees, the LA Dodgers, the Boston Celtics, or the Minnesota Timberwolves. Which of those was Googled the most? They are the top five answers, by the way. So they all got Googled a lot. Which one was number one?
I'm going to say Yankees, Bob.
All right.
I'll go with Mets.
Sorry, it's Yankees. Another 2 points for Vinny. Which of these athletes was Googled the mostest? Imane Khalif, the Olympic women's boxer who allegedly has male chromosomes. Mike Tyson, Simone Biles, golfer Scottie Scheffler, or Jake Paul? Who was Googled the most?
I'll go with the boxer.
Oh, the Imane?
Yeah.
Imane, maybe? Khalif?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to say Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson is number one. That's another 2 points for Vinny. Oh, my God. You're crushing it. This is the thing. I don't do this, but I have heard that they're trying to steal Shazam's thing, and there's a Hum to Search. And so these are the trending songs on Hum to Search. These are the top five most Googled Hum to Searches. Hozier, Too Sweet. Slushy, Past Lives. Santiano, Wellerman. Crazy Frog, Axel F. Or Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. Which of those was the top? Those are the top five Hum to Search songs on Google. Which one was Googled the most?
Just because he's been on the charts for so long, I'll say Benson Boone.
Okay.
I like that answer. I think that's a good one.
Did I let you guys pick the same one yesterday? I don't think I did.
No, I don't need to. Give me the other four.
Hozier, Slushy, Santiano, Crazy Frog.
And Benson Boone. Santiano.
Santiano. It is Benson Boone. That's 2 points for you, Maddie.
Yeah, I like that answer.
Finally on the board.
Kind of made it on the show.
He is, remember he was going to be on one of our Winterlands that didn't end up happening.
Yes.
It turns out I talked to my kid about it, and she was like, Benson Boone, oh my God. And I went, oh, who knew? All right.
Turns out. And I think I'll make this the last one. Oh, all right. I'll do a couple more.
Give me two just to give a chance.
I don't think you don't really have a chance, my friend. Tell you what, if you nail this one.
I'm unreasonably bad at this game.
TV shows. Which of these was the most Googled? Griselda, Fallout, Baby Reindeer, Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, or The Perfect Couple? Which of those was Googled the most? Boys.
Baby Reindeer, Bob.
The Dark Side of Child Actors or whatever it is.
The answer is Griselda. But Vinny's closest, he got number two, which was The Quiet on the Set. So it's over, man. You
Griselda
cannot come back.
Is the movie that one of my favorite women in Hollywood did.
Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's top five.
Hey, you, what?
He has so many in his top five. It's like those
top five is in total rotation at all times.
All women all the time. Anyone is a woman, she's womanly, and she's got woman stuff. I'm into her. She's in my top five.
All right, congrats, Vinny.
All right.
El Campeón.
Don't you do it!
No, he sends you kisses every day. You have to beat him to escape that. Goodbye. Keep it here on the Alice all the live long day. Make sure you listen to Jane. She has the most fun afternoon show of all time, and we'll catch you back here on Friday.
Thank you.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.